This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, in companies you've almost certainly never heard of, but whose products you've almost certainly consumed, Leprino Foods. It makes cheese, lots and lots of cheese, 1 billion pounds a year, almost all of it mozzarella, and almost all of it used on pizzas. Leprino Foods controls as much as 85% of the pizza cheese market in this country, which is a thing, a very lucrative thing. And the company is in turn controlled by James Leprino. Chloe Sorvino is on Forbes magazine's Billionaires team. She went out to visit Leprino's test kitchen in Denver, Colorado. Chloe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is, I will tell you what, kind of a crazy story. Tell me about James Leprino, would you?
Yeah. So James Leprino is the son of an Italian immigrant. He and his father started basically what has become the largest mozzarella company in the world. The company is very little known, but everyone in America has probably eaten one of his products, from the cheese on a Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's pizza, a Lean Cuisine meal, bagel bites, you name it. His mozzarella cheese is pretty much on it.
Yeah, so you went out actually to their headquarters in Denver. So first of all, you got an interview with Leprino, which is no mean feat, because if you apparently the great tidbit in the story is you try to get a picture of him on Google and it shows up with other billionaires.
Yeah, we have had him on our billionaires list for a decade, and we've never had a photo, and no one really knew what he looked like. When I went out to Denver, you know, I was really excited. And, you know, the first thing he said to me really was, you know, I can't believe I agreed to do this. So I don't know if it was my Italian last name or what, but.
He starts this company, or he gets into the business after his dad opens a grocery store, right? Dad comes from the old country, and Leprino sort of picks it up from there.
Yeah. So, you know, it was at a time when a lot of Italian immigrants were starting businesses and, you know, they were doing what they loved and they were doing what they grew up on, making pizza, making cheese, making pasta. So he was working, making these mozzarella balls by hand with his dad. And he was hanging out in pizzerias with his friends during high school, after high school. And he realized that with American GIs coming home from the war and, you know, craving pizza slices and, you know, this culture of pizza parlors, that this was going to be something really growing. And, you know, in the next few years, you know, all the major chains started popping up and growing exponentially.
Domino's and Pizza Hut and Papa John's, I'm sure they compete to the death for their customers. And yet somehow they buy cheese from the same guy.
You know, that was the craziest thing to me. And, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, one sells Coke, right, one sells Pepsi. The fact that this company has been able to do this is remarkable. And it's because that they, I think, one, have kept such a low profile for so long. I mean, the company even isn't even that well known in Denver. You know, on top of that, they really, they make each of the cheese slightly different. This test kitchen they have is remarkable. There's, you know, 12 or so ovens. They have Pizza Hut's oven, they have Domino's oven, they have Papa John's oven.
Wow, different ovens.
Yeah, that's part of it, right? I mean, they make the spec on each contract because they want a different product. So Pizza Hut, you might be able to recognize it from, you know, small dark bubbles on top. They spray on an additive before the cheesemaking process begins. And depending on what's in that additive, they're able to make that cheese work differently.
Behave differently in the oven.
I mean, the bubble content, yeah. The melt, how much they want it to melt, how much they don't want it to melt. It's all through these engineering innovations that they've patented.
That's remarkable, actually. That's completely remarkable. Chloe Sorvino, she writes most recently on cheese and Leprino Foods for Forbes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.